Good day, and a warm welcome to all listeners in our weekly insurance news wrap. I'm Paige Estritori, bringing you the headlines from the world of insurance right here in Australia. Our first story regards a looming crisis. According to the Actuaries Institute's report from August 2024, insurance premiums for homes are experiencing an alarming surge. This has touched 1.6 million Australian households. That's an increase of 360,000 from just last year. Notably, the insurance premiums hiked a staggering 9%, significantly outpacing the growth of income. Climate change and its intensifying natural disasters are the key culprits. So serious the situation, personal encounters such as that of a Queensland family who observed a sharp rise in their bill after flooding have begun echoing. Reactions are pouring in. Standout among them is opposition leader Peter Dutton, who has demanded an urgent solution to mitigate these soaring costs, and importantly, has called for government intervention. These developments carry a compelling message worldwide, particularly in flood-prone regions, about the need to resolve climate impacts and make insurance affordable. Moving on to our next story now, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA, has recently given a verdict in favor of a motor insurance policyholder. She got her full claim of $30,800, the value of her 2013 stolen Holden, plus another $3,000 for non-financial losses. In a twist, the insurer IAG strongly suspected fraud, basing this on the woman's financial plight and inconsistencies in her account. IAG went on to commission external investigations. Yet, AFCA found that there was not enough evidence to back up IAG's claims. This case underlines the importance of fair, empathetic claims processing and the crucial need for solid evidence in fraud allegations. Lastly, let's dive into the heated debate over capping risk commissions in insurance. Australia's major parties, the Coalition and Labour, clash on this issue that could potentially shake up life insurance advisement in our country. Critical figures like Nathan Rees of MetLife Australia and Bert van Manen, a Coalition member, are waving the flag for a more adaptable system, questioning government-regulated pricing. Only slightly more than half, or 53% to be precise, of respondents in a Slido poll back an 80-20 model or opt for keeping the cap low. Meanwhile, new advisor tiers presented by Labour have triggered more dialogues about advisor roles. It's clear to all that this commission cap debate mirrors larger discussions on modernizing financial advisory to serve Australians efficiently. That concludes our insurance news wrap for today, Wednesday, February 19th, 2025. For more information about personal and business insurance, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estritori. Thank you for tuning in, and be certain to join us next time as we keep you abreast with all that's happening in the insurance industry.